This is the Domestic Cricket Podcast for the 14th of November. Victoria reached stumps 177 for 5 on a shortened second day of their Sheffield Shield match against New South Wales at the SCG. Chris Rogers batted throughout the day and ended on 84 not out, having added 81 for the fourth wicket with Glenn Maxwell, who made 39. Chad Sayers and Joe Menny each took 3 wickets to give South Australia half a chance of succeeding in their last day run chase in Perth. They closed on 32 for 1 in the pursuit of 355 to win, having bowled Western Australia out for just 192. Queensland won their first match in this season's Ryobi One Day Cup competition, beating Tasmania with a ball to spare in Hobart. George Bailey hit 102 for the home side in their total of 275. Usman Khawaja then anchored the Queensland run chase with 78, and Nathan Reardon added the late momentum with an unbeaten 71 off 54 balls. Peter Fulton hit a determined unbeaten century as Canterbury closed in their second innings on 234 for 5 against Otago. They now lead by 216 runs over the hosts with a day to go in Dunedin. 15 wickets fell on the opening day of Habib Bank's President's Trophy match against United Bank in Rawalpindi. Habib Bank wicketkeeper Humayun Farhat hit 79, but Ruman Rees returned figures of 5 for 50 as they were dismissed for just 193. United Bank then reached up on 58 for 5, as Abdul Amir and Asant Adil each took a brace of wickets. Carlton Research Laboratories closed on 266 for 8 against Port Kazim Authority. Opener Hamza Paracha top scored with 42, while Ahmed Jamal took 3 for 46. Zulfikar Barbar took 4 National Bank wickets on day 1 in Faisalabad. Junaid Khan and Safraz Ahmed also chipped in with 3 each, as National Bank were bowled out for 164. Water and Power Development Authority then reached stumps in their first innings on 44 without loss. Swee Northern Gas Pipelines closed a shortened opening down 160 for 4 after being put into bat by Pakistan International Airlines. Sahail Tanveer took 6 for 51 as State Bank were restricted to 261 for 8 on day 1 against Zaire Tarakati Bank. Openers Kashif Sadiq and Gulraiz Sadaf had 126 for the first wicket, both batting 50, but Tanveer was responsible for a late collapse of 4 for 7. Mashonaland Eagles conceded a first innings deficit of 20 by being dismissed for 245 on day 2 of their Logan Cup match in Harare. Michael Chinua took 5 for 61, while Eagles' new signing Prosper Utsaya top scored for them with 77. Midwest Rhinos then reached stumps on 46 for 1 in their second innings. Matabeleland Tuskers night watchman Glenn Quill hit 188 not out on the second day in Bulawayo. The 24-year-old more than trebled his first-class career runs tally during the innings and led his side to a first innings total of 380. Southern Rocks closed on 17 for none in their second innings and trailed by 211 runs.